We're booing now. Booing live. Well, no, boos aren't live, are they? I'm with Dan and Andrew, who's Ad Hodgson on the boo. And he normally does bell ringing recordings. And talking of bell ringing, they're not actually doing
it. They
any
are, yeah, they are, they are.
Oh,
yeah,
are they?
I can hear, but you can't hear it from here.
Oh.
But I was walking down and they're definitely bell ringing.
Oh, right. And they're playing Grandad music.
No, I'm not going to take you out to listen to it because I'm...
No, no, I think you've done enough walking. Andrew left his coat in the pub, didn't you?
I did.
And then had a bit of a drama.
And I nearly got you killed as well.
Oh, yeah, there was that too, yeah. Yeah.
But that wasn't entirely my fault because the guys were... there were some people who were trying to help us and they were...
They said go or...
Yeah.
When a car was coming.
Yeah. I think what they thought was it would have been all right for like one person to go, but like the speed that we were going at, it wasn't all right.
Yeah. I don't think they were thinking that much, to be honest.
No. I wish I hadn't have asked them now, but... Mm.
Yeah, but you don't know, do you?
Yeah.
When you ask for help, you don't...
And is your head okay now?
It's fine now.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the other thing. They kept going, you okay? Are you okay? Because I bashed my head on a post. And the thing is, I was fine and it was just really embarrassing and I just wanted them to stop asking me. I am all right.
We've got the latest and greatest hits from 1923.
Yeah.
The DJ on the decks doing his thing.
Yeah.
Before the fireworks.
It is. It is very trad jazz, isn't it? Definitely.
Yes. You should come to the Bromyard Jazz Festival and you'll get a lot more like this.
Oh, is it all like this?
Yeah.
Oh, no. When's that anyway?
I don't know. Not long after the folk festival, I don't think.
Oh, really?
I've been to the Upton Jazz Festival.
Yeah, well, I have.
That was trad jazz, but apparently in the last few years they've had a lot of rock bands on there.
I don't know why they can't just have more modern jazz, you know, and jazz singing and stuff, because they don't seem to have, like, you know, the more modern sort of, you know, there are jazz songs that are nice as well.
Well, I can't see this sort of music sort of carrying forward, do you?
Mm. Oh, it's all a bit gone a bit squeaky.
Well, that's a trumpet.
It's a trumpet, yeah. I like jazz funk and stuff like that, like Herbie Hancock and Roy Ayers.
I've never heard of them.
That's just totally different from this. It's all like offbeat drumming and it's different. So...
It's very predictable, this music, isn't it? You kind of know what it's going to do next.
Exactly. That's why it's called trad jazz.
Excuse me.
That's quite funny. You did that sneeze and then the thing went, wow.
Can you do that again, please?
No.
Sneeze, yeah.
No, the wow bit.
Wow.
Sounds like the cat who lives upstairs.
Upstairs. We've had a Thai meal, haven't we? That was very nice.
It was. And I found like 3/4 of a chilli and bit it.
Yeah, and then went...
I didn't.
You kind of did.
Ah.
And we're waiting for the end of Worcester Festival fireworks.
It's really bizarre because I thought Worcester Festival and the music festival were the same thing, but they're not.
No, they're not.
So are you going to be doing any booze at the festival?
I would, but I probably won't actually be there, so that'd be difficult.
The thing is, our choir's going to be singing in the festival as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But I probably won't be there. I don't think I'll be there for it.
Mm.
For the same reason, because I've got this, you know, I'm in London.
Yeah. What time of day is it that your choir's singing? Do you know?
Saturday morning.
What time, though? Like 10 o'clock or something?
Yeah. Or earlier than
that. Where's that? In Bromyard?
No. Over here somewhere.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go to a gig at the Cellar Bar on Friday night. That's going to be ace.
Who is it? Who's
by the cinema.
Who's playing?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know any of the bands, but it's like indie disco. You've got a couple of bands.
Yeah.
And also you've got DJs as well.
Yeah.
And it's on until about 3 o'clock, and I'm going to...
Oh, wow.
go down there from about 9:30 right the way through.
Oh, excellent.
So I think I may be slightly tipsy.
When was it that we went to the Charlestons and there was some music there? That was
last year.
Wasn't that the day of during a Worcester festival?
It was, yeah.
And there was some music.
But that was August Bank Holiday.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Or maybe it was the day,
it was a Sunday
or something.
No.
It is August Bank Holiday today, though.
It is, but...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, last year. It was August Bank Holiday
And the year before that, and the year before
So
that.
I don't understand why it's different.
I think, to be honest, I think it's a sort of to make a statement. Oh, yes, we're a different festival, you know.
It's probably competition.
Yeah. Apparently it's partly because of volunteers, though, as well, quite seriously, you know, trying to get enough volunteers.
That's
but
a good
if they're
point,
already
actually,
doing the other
yeah.
one, it's a bit difficult to get them.
I think the two should be like, one should be at the beginning of the summer and one should be at the end. I didn't even know the Worcester Festival was on this week.
Well, there wasn't much on over the weekend because we checked, didn't we, in case we could see anything on Saturday, and there's nothing.
That's a shame.
It all happened all in one weekend, the weekend before, even though the festival didn't finish till today. It was all a bit odd.
Oh, well.
10 minutes till the fireworks now.
Aha. The latest and greatest pickpoppers from 1923.
Oh, aren't we on to 1924 yet?
Not half.
No, we're still stuck in 19.
We may have regressed even. We may be on to 1922.
Well, this might be an exclusive dub plate from 1925. It's only out on test press on the. 10-inch 78.
10-inch 78? Does that even exist?
Yeah, well, those are the discs. They were on the 78s.
They're 10 inches, were they?
I don't know, but...
That's what I meant, the 10-inch bit. Does that exist?
Well, if it in on normal singles, it does. I've got a couple of 10-inch records.
I had the normal singles for vinyl, like in the 80s, they were like about 7 inches.
7 inch, that's it.
7,
yeah.
10, and 12 inches.
I don't remember 10, I remember
10,
12.
10 are quite rare, aren't they?
They are. They're very rare.
What speed do you play them at?
It's usually 45.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because they're usually singles or EPs.
Yeah.
They're mainly singles. And usually they're like test pressings.
Yeah.
I've got two. I've got one on green vinyl and one on yellow vinyl. And I know the people who made them.
So do the colours make different sounds?
No.
Oh, that's rubbish.
The sounds probably make different colours, but there we are.
Yeah.
Depends where you are when you listen to them, but anyway, I'm not
going
to go
you've been taking.
Any further with that. So it's dance music, shall I say.
Yeah.
And one of them's made by a guy called DJ Nutnut.
Oh.
So it's a really good jungle tune. So I actually. Come on, fireworks.
Well, let's see how long it is now.
Are you going to start a new booth?
When they finish this tune, basically.
Well, this is
8 minutes now.
Listen, this is an extended remix fee. It'll go until about 2 minutes to, I think.
Yeah.
They were going to play the radio edit, but I think the crowd love it. They're going to play the full version.
You're funny.
You can just kind of improvise with this and go...
Yeah. Yeah.
Match of the day.
Excellent. I love it. And that was Dan's improvisation from 1926. If I am not mistaken, this is a group called Source City Jazz.
Ah.
They always seem to play here before the fireworks.
I reckon they should get those guys who are in Gullivelt Park. They were brilliant. They were awesome.
They're probably in bed by 8 o'clock.
Those guys, you should get them on the mic.
Oh, man.
They were like, oh, yes, well, I knew the double bass guys of the whatever it was, jazz band back in 1945.
Just fallen into a
tree. You've just what?
I just fallen into a tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Ah.
You just said that like, oh, I've just eaten a sandwich, you know, like it's perfectly normal. Oh, I've just fallen into a tree. Oh, well, never mind.
I've fallen out of a tree once.
I bet that hurt.
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
I was only about seven.
Did you break any bones?
No, I was lucky. I landed on my back.
Oh.
So.
That could have been nasty.
Well, yeah, I was lucky. I probably bounced.
Yeah. Boing! Did you bounce back up into the tree?
Oh, no.
That would have been quite cool.
That would have just been a cartoon moment.
Yeah, it would. Right, let's change the boo. Let's see if I can change the boo.
You guys happy here, or do you want to move forward a bit to try and move
forward? Can we move forward or not?